This is after the Vedic teaching. History and Physical Examination on Sadhana, S-A-D-H-A-N-A, Joshi, J-O-S-H-I. Her date of birth is August 3rd, 1946. New paragraph. This 76-year-old Asian Indian female comes here for evaluation. She does not smoke or drink, denies any drug allergies. New paragraph. Symptoms. She feels weak. Other than that, she also has some weakness of left leg following a foot drop. History of present illness. Patient was diagnosed to have ovarian cancer in May of 2022. She presented with ascites and some pain in the abdomen. Paracentesis was done and she was diagnosed to have ovarian cancer. She also had ultrasound, CT scan and PET imaging. All of them confirmed extensive ovarian cancer with metastasis in para-aortic, para-vertebral lymph nodes, perihilar lymph nodes, and also lymph node in the neck. The patient was treated with systemic chemotherapy with carboplatin and Taxol once weekly, every 3 weeks with 1 week off or 6 cycles. After first cycle, patient developed intestinal obstruction from strangulated inguinal hernia. She was explored, hernia was repaired, and she was closed. No debulking was then done. The patient had last chemotherapy on January 2nd, 2023. She also had a CT scan on January 10, 2023, showing some increased activity again compared to the PET CT 3 months ago, with increase in the residual cystic lesion in the pelvis involving bilateral adnexa and Douglas's pouch, a residual loculated ascites in pelvis and left iliac fossa, and a small bilateral iliac left para-aortic aorto-cable retrocable lymph nodes were also found to have some activity. In supraclavicular area on the right, there was a mild FDG avid activity suggesting progressive disease. New paragraph. While in India, patient was advised to have exploratory laparotomy with intent of debulking. Patient, however, declined. Then she was given prescription of pazopanib, 400 milligram daily, which she did not feel. And the patient's daughter brought her here, and she is here now for further advice. Past medical history: patient had hypertension for last several years. She is on amlodipine 5 milligram. Her she also has diabetes, for which she is on metformin 500 milligram. New paragraph. While on chemotherapy, she did require periodic Neupogen. Actually, Neupogen was given with every cycle 3 days. She also was given some N-plate and other platelet promoting agent. Patient also was given Zofran and other antiemetic while on treatment. New paragraph. Physical exam. This is a 76-year-old female. 4 feet 11 inch tall, weighing 105, blood pressure 120/72. She is normocephalic. Eyes ENT unremarkable. I could not feel any supraclavicular lymph node in either left or right. Her lungs were clear, heart was regular. There was some tachycardia. Abdomen soft. I could not feel any mass. Extremities no edema. New paragraph diagnosis. Diagnosis 1, history of advanced ovarian cancer. Status post chemotherapy. And partial response. Diagnosis 2, diabetes. Diagnosis 3, hypertension. Diagnosis 4, progressing disease. New paragraph recommendations. We'll draw CBC, CMP, lipid, and CA125, also hemoglobin A1C, and we'll decide when to start her on PARP agent, P-A-R-P, PARP agent. The patient did buy some Rubraca, 300 milligram capsules in India. So the plan would be to start her on 300 milligram twice daily to begin with, and if she tolerates, increase it to 300 milligram twice daily. New paragraph. Thank you. This is a history physical examination on Sadhana, S-A-D-H-A-N-A, Joshi, J-O-S-H-I. Next.